Hi, this week we're discussing this question. What should you look for when choosing a church? When it comes to choosing a restaurant to eat in, Americans tend to be very particular and choosing. After all, a nice dinner for a family of four costs $50 or more, and if you're going to spend that much money, you want to choose a good place. Very few people choose a restaurant by saying, "My grandfather always ate here, and I wouldn't dream of eating any place else." And nor do people say, "You know, as long as the people there are friendly, I don't care what the food tastes like." We never say such things like this when choosing a place to eat. However, when it comes to choosing a church to attend, we say things we would never say in other areas of our lives. We say things like, "I'm going to this church because that's where my parents go." Or they say, "I'm going to this church because the people are friendly." In other words, when choosing a church to attend, people are thinking in irrational ways. They're thinking in ways that they would not think about in any other subject. What is something you need to look for when choosing a church? Let me suggest to you that the first and foremost thing that you should be concerned about is whether the church you attend goes strictly by the Bible. This is often the last thing people are concerned about, but it ought to be the first thing that they're concerned about. I ask you sincerely, does your church go strictly by the Bible? Or does your church do some things which the Bible teaches against? Does your preacher constantly explain to you that times have changed since the Bible was first written and we don't do things exactly the way they did back then? Or have you heard the preacher say something like this, "I don't think the Lord was really concerned that we do things exactly like the Scriptures say"? My friend, if you hear statements similar to these, you're in the wrong church. If you want to go to heaven, you need to be in a church that goes by heaven's instructions, the Bible. In Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, "Even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." The apostles warn that nothing should ever be taught differently than what they taught, for they were revealing the will of God himself. In 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, the apostle says, "If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord." You owe it to yourself to read your Bible and compare what your church is doing with what you read in the Scriptures. Naturally, men will tell you that you don't need to be concerned about this, but the Scriptures teach that we will one day be judged by what is written in the Scriptures. In John 12, verse 48, Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." Now think about that passage. We will be judged by what the Lord said. The Scriptures are the words of the Lord himself. And so we ought to ourselves read the Scriptures and compare what they say with what our church is doing. And if there's any material difference, we need to make a change. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, the Bible says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." The Lord's word will never pass away. Just because 2,000 years have passed since the days of Jesus, his words still say what they did originally, and he still expects his people to respect and honor what he said in the Bible. Until next time, I would just point out a few things to think about. Does your church sing without mechanical instruments like the Bible teaches, Ephesians 5, verse 19? Does your church require that women remain silent like the Bible teaches, 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35? Does your church teach that immersion in water is for the remission of sins and that without it, no one can be saved, Acts 2, verse 38? Does your church teach that men must be careful after they're saved, lest they fall away and become lost again? 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. And does your church teach that communion must be observed weekly in honor of Christ's death? Acts 20, verse 7. When choosing a church, The very first thing you should consider is whether that church is going strictly by the Bible, because the Bible is the Word of God Himself. We will be judged by the Bible, and we should therefore try our very best to go by what is written therein. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.